Okay, today's daf is daf Yud Zayin in Maseches Arla, and we are on Tez Zayin Amabez towards the bottom. Just one ha'ara from last time. Last time with the Ksamim was brought up in on the daf that Rabbi Meir is Machmir and treats Drabanans like the Arises. And where do you see that? From the world of Ksamim. We mentioned that a woman becomes a Nida with a stain, with a Kasten, that's only Midra Banan, because Midra Arisa, a woman needs a Hargasha, needs a type of feeling as the dam is coming out, in order for her to be a nida to araisa. So just to mention, I didn't get to mention that last time, what exactly is a hargasha? So we know that that's 3 days in the mefarshim. What exactly is a hargasha? The Shulchan Aruch says in Yeredeya, in Kuf Pei Gimel, Isha sheyatza dam mibakora, a woman who has dam that comes out of her uterus, bein ba'ones bein baratzon, tameya. She's Tamea Mishum Nida. Interesting, what does ones mean? What if it's there's an external source for it to cause it to come out? That's a machlokes. But Benes Ben Rosem means from natural. Somehow she becomes a Nida. So Tamea V'hu Shetargish B'Yitziyaso. As long as she has a Hargasha. So what exactly is a Hargasha? So that's the first Pischei Tshuva here in Hilchas Nida, where the Pischei Tshuva quotes there are 3 days. Vida, the Shloshi Mini Hargashas Yesh Le'inyin Shetehe Tamea Mida Araisa. 3 days. Number one, he quotes from the Rambam. Nizdaza gufa, some type of body tremor. A body tremor that as the dam is exiting the uterus, there's a body tremor, a shaking. That's number one. Number two, beis niftach mikora, right? The opening of the uterus, a type of feeling of the opening of the makor. Number three, nimsa b'tshuvas ha'achronim, that's the tshuvas ha'deshen. And number three is in the achronim, it's a machlokes between the, you know, the Behuda and the chasam sofer, k'shemargeshes shadavar lach zov mimena bifnim. An internal flow, that's what the, you know, the Behuda suggests. The chasam sofer is not happy about it. Choliki doesn't think this is a hargasha, but those are the three types of hargashas, right? And Mother Post can point out that women do not have any of these today. We don't feel the opening of the uterus. We don't feel a body tremor. Right? We're not talking about a pre for a few days before when the woman doesn't feel well. Right? No, this is about as the dam exits the uterus, these types of hargashas, and we don't have these bizmanazeh. Okay, but the Post can say that, what, there's no need to daraisa bizmanazeh? So they quote B'Shem Revel Yashiv and others that these are really what we call siman, not just siba. There's simanim, but if you know that a woman gets a period every month and about the same time and it comes out, so that's neither daraisa. That's not even without the hargasha. The Aruch HaShulchan has a line, she just doesn't notice it. There is hargasha, just a masked. Okay, but either way, these are the three. But because of this, that's why we have the world of ksamim. If a woman finds a stain, so then there was no hargasha. And that's why it's ksamim, it's nida midirabanan. Nida midirabanan. There are three cases of what we call in the postgame a masked hargasha. Right, we mentioned at the end of the shiur, I think, that last time, that there are certain built-in leniencies for ksamim, right, because it's dirabanan. If there's a tliya, there's another source for it. If it's only on white begadim, if it has to be a davar hamakabal tuma, so all of those are kulas, let's say the size, has to be the size of a gris. Right, that's a kula only in a case of ksamim drabanan. But sometimes there's a kesem that we say that might have been a masked targasha and that the woman didn't notice. Those are the three cases discussed in the poskim. Dam bahashtana, right, a dam in urination, dam b'shas tashmish, the second after tashmish, and dam on a bedika cloth. When a woman does an internal exam, so then also there no the kula of, let's say, size or the like, similar color has to be the problematic color, but let's say size, that's the big one. There's no issue of size, even a tiny problematic color on a bedika cloth, so that's going to be a problem. Why? Because that's not called a kesem, right? Although those might have had a masked targasha that the woman did not realize. But that's in terms of the background why ksamim is drabanan, and that's why Rameyer says you treat ksamim like a daraisa, and therefore to be choshim shem nida and choshim shem ziva. So one other ha'ara, and then we'll continue where we're up to. There's a important machlokas between the Rambam and all other Rishonim. The Rambam and other Rishonim, exactly how do you define and how do you calculate ksamim? How do you calculate ziva and nida? So most Rishonim, the Ramban and his Talmidim, and most Rishonim say, how do you calculate when the woman turns of age and she gets her period for the first time? So that's a nida. And then from the second, the beginning of the flow, you count 7 days. At the end of the 7 days, a woman does a bidika, an internal exam. If the dam is stopped, then that's it. She goes to the mikveh that night. Doesn't matter if she had saw those 7 days. Didn't, you don't need shiva nikiyam for nida daraisa. But that's nida. After that, then there's 11 days of yemei ziva, where potentially if she sees that she becomes a zava, right? Once or twice, then it's a zava katana. 3 times in a row, 3 days, then she becomes a zava gedola. If she's a zava gedola, right, a ziva is considered an illness, not normal. And therefore, if she sees for 3 days straight, then she needs shiva nikiyam. 7 clean days, and only after that does she go to the mikvah, and only after that does yemei nida start again. That's what Rov Rishonim assume. The Rambam has a different opinion. The Rambam holds forever and ever in a woman's life, 7-11, 7-11, 7-11. Right? Even if she's still a Zava, she didn't have Shiva Nikiyam yet. Doesn't matter. The Rambam says 7-11, 7-11. That's the Rambam in Hilchos Yisrei Biya in Perek Vav, where the Rambam says, V'kol, he says, Kol Shivas Yamim Shinikva Laveses Betchilasan, Hei Nigram Yimei Nidasa, Bein Ras Bam Dam Bein Lo Ras, Umbede Ma Nikron Yimei Nida, Bede She Ruuyen Lenida. V'kol Dam Shetira Bahem, Dam Nida Yechashev, all in those 7 days. V'kol Achadasar Yom, Sha'achara Shiva, Hei Nikron Yimei Zivasa, Bein Ras Bam Dam Bein Lo Ra. V'lam Nigram Yimei Ziva, because they can't, they're Roi. V'izar Beshe Shimos Elo, Shein Yimei Nidasa, V'yimei Zivasa. And then the Rambam says, Kol yemei aisha miyom sheyikva laveses ad shetamus o ad sheyaker aveses liyom acher tisper lo olam shiva mitchilas yemei aveses va'acharem achadasar shiva va'acharem achadasar v'tizor b'minyan, says the Rambam, be careful kedei sheteida be'eish tiradam ibeinida rasu meziva. Right, nowadays we don't. Nowadays everything's called zava. But the Rambam says in the days of the mikdash where nafkamina was a karban, you have to know shekol yemei shalisha kachin shivi meinida v'achadas meziva 11 7 11 7 11. Magen Mishnah here quotes the Ramban that quotes Raya's Bruros that is not true. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Tez Zayin Amabes. So we're speaking about Demai. Remember, that's how we got into this. Demai is that if we, what was the Gemara talking about? If there was Truma that was Batel in 100, so then it's not Meduma, it's Batel. But you have to take one out. You have to take one out and a Hafrasha Midurabanan. Hafrasha Midurabanan. So along the way, we said, okay, what about Chala? Do you have to take off Chala from Demai? We said, Rov Ami Aretz Ma'aser and Hain, but they're scared of Truman Gedola. So Truman Gedola, you don't have to take off because they're scared of it. What about Chala? So Rabbi Hanani B'Shem Shmuel says, Demai Tzara Chala, Amar Rabbi Chiya Ben Barluliva, No Tulu Dama Ben Hashevet. Well, fine, you have to give the Chala to the Kohen. Could you get paid for it? Because the whole thing is a suffix. So maybe you should say, Mitzad the Isser Shabo, I have to give it to the Kohen. But b'tzad the dini mamanis shabo hamotz mechver levaraya. So you should have to pay me for it. So do you say at least that he has to pay me? So amar lei can amar Shmuel shenot adamon hashevet. Yeah. So you take money, you can get paid for it. But Rav Mana b'shem Rav Yosi ain't on alta adamon hashevet. No, you don't. Why? L'machar who mevi vadai v'omer d'mayu k'dei lido min adamim. Because it leads open ways for people to trick. Because people could bring Ria, oh, this is from Demai, you have to pay me for it. No, it's not, it's real. Right? So therefore, we don't want that to happen. So whenever you give Chala, even Chala from Demai, you do not get paid for it by the Kohen. Rabbi Yochanan Shaul Gamliel, now the top of you, Zion, Rabbi Yochanan Shaul Gamliel, Zuga, Nehiganatun Mafkin Chala bin Demaya. Did you used to be Mafresh Chala from Demai? You know, what was your minhag? Right, did you take it? Amarle, so Gamliel Zuga says, I've been shadchan about what Gamliel Zuga is. Some say he was a barber, because Zuga is like a misparayim. Some say he was a shadchan, right, that he was a mishadech, right, pears. But either way, he asked him, so Amarle, lo kein Amar Shmuel, achua derbi brachia. Didn't Shmuel say, b'shah shegazru al demai, rov ha'am mafrish noso, l'toch batehen. When they were gozer on demai, they said that the Amayarits are careful about it in their homes. In their homes, that's the key word. L'toch batem, in their homes, meaning outside of their homes, where they sell it or they give it, so then they're not so makpid. Meaning, we've had this before, that the Ami Ha'aretz are makpid on themselves, but they're not so makpid on others. Also, the kusim we've had, that not so makpid on Lifnei Iver. Or maybe they take the pashup shot of Lifnei Iver. You can't put a rock in front of a blind person, but the idea of being involved in somebody else's Avera, you know, that they're not so makbid on. See what the Mara Folda says right here on the side? Klomar, ma shein ochlin bebeisa mafrish in shubas beiser. Right, what they eat in their house, they're mafrish. V'chein chala, v'chim misareach etzlo, eino tzarech laharim chalas demai. If you're eating at their house, you don't have to take off anything. Avo below can't be men tzarech lahafrish. But if you take from, if you buy, then you have to be mafrish, and therefore, because they're not makbid. A lifnei iver, you know, comes up every so often. Remember, the Acharonim discuss how to understand Lifnei Iver Lo Sitin Mechshol. Not the Pasha Pshat that we mentioned, I think, recently about the Klei Yakar on the Pasuk and the Menchas Chinuch, but the Acharonim discuss how, in general, the conceptual way of understanding Lifnei Iver. When I assist you in doing an Avera, is that Lifnei Iver? Is that the Avera of Lifnei Iver? And there's a Lifnei Iver scorecard in Shemayim that has all the Lifnei Ivers. Doesn't matter what I'm Lifnei Iver for. All the different Averas that I can be Lifnei Iver, it's all the same scorecard in Shemayim of Lifnei Iver. That's called Klali. Why do I say no? Prati. Lifnei Iver is a Prat L'Kol Echad Ve'Echad. Every Avera has a Lifnei Iver section on it. So if I'm Lifnei Iver of Chazer, that's a little bit Chazer. If I'm Lifnei Iver of Chelev, that's a little Chelev. It's not all the same. Right, it depends on the Avera that's done. Right, that's called Prati. And we have the same kind of question by the Mitzvah of Chinuch and the Mitzvah of Chatzis Shir and a number of other mitzvos and Averos that you could ask the question of Klali Prati. So here you have, what about Lifnei Iver? So I like the most graphic nafkamina that you have is the Machlokas Balamor and the Ramban and Masechta Sanhedrin, where they have a Machlokas, Lifnei Iver of the big three. Is that Yehari Val Yavar? Is it Yehari Val Yavar to have to give your life for Lifnei Iver of the big three? That's Machlokas in the Balamor and the Ramban. One opinion says, no, it's not the big three. What do you mean? It's not a murder. Avodah Zarah, Gilui Rashi, Chas Damim. So you don't have to. That was, no, it's Lifnei Iver of the big three. Is Ki'ilu within the category? So that's Klali Prati. Klali Prati, how exactly you would understand that. That's a Machlokas, the Balamor. Says machlokas. It's a machlokas. It's an implied machlokas between the Balamar and the Ramban. But the Balamar says you would have to give your life, and not the Ramban. There's another interesting nafkamina. What about if the person himself who's violating, who's being machshil, is not commanded in that avera? What if it's a Yisrael who is convincing a kohen to marry a grusha? Right. So a Yisrael is allowed to marry a grusha. But the Yisrael convinces a Kohen to marry a Grusha. Eina mitzuva b'isuro. So, is that usur? Is that usur? So, the Prichadosh says, no, it's not a problem. Eina mitzuva b'isuro. So, the Prichadosh quotes the Emunas Shmuel. Right? This is all of the Menchas Chinuch. Menchas Chinuch has almost all of these nafkaminas in Reish Lamed Beis, where the Menchas Chinuch quotes and says, from the Emunas Shmuel, that no, you wouldn't... wouldn't be a problem. What's the problem? The problem is that the Gemara says that it's against the Rishonim. Right? You're not allowed to teach Torah to a guy. Lo asachin l'chol guy. Right? The Torah said. Now, Tosfos says, what do you need a pasuk for? It's Lifnei Iver. It's Lifnei Iver. A Jew is not allowed to learn Torah. Right? Einam zuva b'isuro. And Tosfos asked the question of, isn't that Lifnei Iver? So you see, Tosfos is assuming that you can have Lifnei Iver even by a case of Einam zuva b'isuro, by a Jew teaching Torah to non-Jews. Okay, so another nafkamina. So again, if it's the big three, or what if a person is not mitzuvah? What happens if the person doesn't do it in the end? The person, I try to get the person to do the avera, but he holds strong. Do I get the avera of Lifnei Iver? I was sitain, lo sitain michshol. There seems to be two gemaras. Two gemaras. There's a gemara in Kiddushin Daf Lamed Beis. There's a story of, don't try this at home. But he says, Rabba Barafuna, the Rafuna Kara Shirai Ba'ape Rabba Bray. Rav Huna tore his son's favorite shirt in front of him. Wanted to test him. Amar, Ezel Echve Irasach Ilo Rasach. I want to see if he's going to get angry. He's testing him. So the Gemara says, Vidoma Rasach, maybe he's going to get angry. Maybe he's going to get angry. What does it sound like? That only if he gets angry, only if he does violate. That's one Gemara, but you have a Gemara in Moed Katan Yud Zayin, which gives the opposite impression. Right there it says, Am Se Debe Rebbe, Chazise Lahu Gavra. There was the maidservant of Rebbe, saw a person, Davi Machi Lubino Gadol. He saw that the man was hitting his older son. Amra, she says, Levi Ahu Gavra Bishamta. That person should be excommunicated. Why? Dekaavar Mishon Lefne Evelosik Lemichshol. He is violating. Not that he might be violating if the son does something in the future, right? So he is violating, sounds like it's right now. It's right now, even if, no matter what the son does. So again, Eino Nichshal Basof is another nafkamina, but again, this is a big question of klali prati, how do you understand? And again, these are a couple of the issues that come up. Again, lefnei is a big topic. Every time we talk about it, we talk about another element. Last time we spoke about the pshuto shel mikra, and this is this. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara now, so therefore you have to take off challah when you get demai from, well, you're not eating in their homes, right? If you take it out of their homes, then you have to take off. Amar Yossi Barbun, Tanai Bezdin, Shetei Chaloso, Bitzvon Tzvono. Rabbi Yosef Rabun is saying, you have to be mafresh, but you know what? We're very makel. You don't even have to be mafresh. You could just leave it over. Right? You don't have to first be mafresh and then eat. You could just leave it over. Say it's in the northern part and just leave it over that part. Right? Look at the Mara Fulda about the eighth wide line. Kamash Malan, Delot Sricha Hafrasha Klau. You don't actually have to do the Hafrasha. Elashaya Koveyalo Makom Bit Safon Tzfono. You designate a point on the north side. Va'ochel. Until you get there, and then you leave it over. That's okay. That's okay. That's enough to do. Fine. Next line from the Mishnah. So remember, the Mishnah had, we had the Mishnah on yesterday's daf, beginning of the Perek, that all the different shiurim. So we say truma, challah, truma, spice. It's all batel, be 100. Batel b'meya. Or b'meya v'echad. We're at 101 altogether. So, but what do we say? We said, even if it's batel, if it's not batel, if it's less than 1 to 100, you have to give the whole thing to the Kohen. It's midumeh. You're allowed to sell it to the Kohen less the amount of the truma inside. But if it's batel, if it's 1 truma to 105 chulin, the whole thing is batel. But what did the Mishnah say? Sarech laharim. You have to take one out and give it to the Kohen. We said that's midrabanan. Right? Midarai says batel. Midrabanan, you have to take one out. How do we look at that hafrasha? That hafrasha midrabanan, that you have to take one out and give it to the Kohen. Ma'at avidla, says the Gemara now. What is that considered? Is that paralleled? When the Rabbanan said you have to be mafresh that, is that parallel to the original hafrasha that you did? Like a real hafrasha shumas and maestras? Or no? It's ki'ilu, when you take out one just to give it to the Kohen, we say, oh, it's as if, you know, this is the one that fell in. You're just being magala. Who knows if it's the one that fell in? The whole thing is midrabanan, it's batel. But it's ki'ilu, you're not being mafresh now, you're just taking out the one that fell in and giving it to the Kohen. So mayat avid like kitchilas hafrasha, o kisof hafrasha. Is this like tchilas hafrasha? This is like the first hafrasha, like a regular hafrasha that you do, hafrasha shumas and maestras? Or it's like sof, meaning it's just removing what was in there already, and it has less standards. L'may nafkamina, what's the difference? Item or kitchilas hafrasha, if it's like a real hafrasha, Ein hakat, three nafkaminas. Ein hakatan male, a child can't do it. A child can't do it because la bar das, right? We had the Mishnah beginning of Masechet Trumas, right? A katan can't be mafresh, right? If there's a mitzius, then a katan could do it if you're watching them, right? Let's say, could a katan be tovel a kli? So if you're watching and you see it goes under, yeah, a goy can be tovel a kli. If you see it, you know, if somebody trips and it falls into the mikvah, that's also okay. You don't need a maisa tvila, right? So, but if you need da'as, hafrasha needs da'as. So here, if it's a real hafrasha, meaning it's a hafrasha d'rabbanan, but they paralleled it to a real hafrasha, then ein katan mala, the katan can't do it, ein acher mala, and a stranger can't do it for you, right? A person cannot be mafresh for you, unless they make a mishliach. That's the makar for shlichus, right? Hafrasha truma. So a katan can't do it, someone else can't do it without my permission. And you can't do it on Shabbos. Because we know Hafrashas, Chumas and Maestros on Shabbos is a tikkun midrabanan. So therefore, if this Hafrasha is paralleled to a real Hafrasha, then a Katan can't do it, and an Acher can't do it, and you can't do it on Shabbos. Then Tabdine Kisof Hafrasha, and if you say it's like the Sof Hafrasha, it's just like a symbolic, as if you're getting out the original Truma, then you would be able to, a Katan Ma'alev, Yacher Ma'alev, Docha Shabbos, then you would be able to do it. Right, so which is it? So the Gemara says, okay, we'll talk about the Acher, but let's first see the answer. The Gemara says, well, maybe it's a Machlokas Tanaim. Maybe it's a Machlokas Tanaim from Maseches Shabbos. Taman Tanina, and we learned in Maseches Shabbos, if somebody has this situation, right, it was Truma that was Batel in more than 100, so you're allowed to eat it. You're allowed to do the Hafrasha on Shabbos? The Hafrasha Midrabanan, this is the Nafkamina, we just said. You're allowed to do this on Shabbos? Machlokas Tanaim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Af Malan Asa Meduma, Bechon Umeya. Yeah, you can take it out on Shabbos. Malan Asa Meduma, Bechon Umeya. Vitani Allah, Rabbi Shimon Elazar Omer, no. Imratza, if you want to eat this, no sein enav b'miksaso v'ochel asashar. You could look in your mind. You could do a hafrasha in your mind. You can't do a hafrasha, actually. You could do a hafrasha in your mind and leave over and then eat the rest. So why wouldn't he allow you to do the real hafrasha? So the Gemara says, hey, maybe this is our machlokas. This is our machlokas tanoim. Amar Reb Yonah. Reb Yehuda avid lo kisof hafrasha. Reb Yehuda says, this is like so. Reb Yehuda, who allows you to do this hafrasha on Shabbos, makes it, it's just a symbolic, it's like you're just getting out what's in there. And therefore, you can do it on Shabbos because those are afrasha. Reb Shimon Elazar of Allah ketchilas afrasha. Reb Shimon Elazar would say no. It's like tchilas afrasha, meaning it's like mamish or real afrasha, and that's why he says you can't be actually be mafresh, but rather you have to just think about it. You have to be mafresh b'machshava, but you can't actually be mafresh, right? So that's some, maybe that's the machlokas tanoim. So the Gemara says, let's just continue a little more, and then we'll comment. Amar Reb Yosi. Reb Yosi says no. Maybe that's not the machlokas. Again, what's the machlokas in the Mishnah? Whether you could actually do this afrasha on Shabbos. So maybe that's the machlokas, whether it's a real afrasha or not. So Amar Reb Yosi, Avram Shimon Elazar Avin La Kisov Afrasha. No, no. Even Reb Shimon Elazar, who says what in the Mishnah? You have to do it by machshava. Maybe even he holds it like sof afrasha, meaning sof afrasha, like it's just symbolic. It's just symbolic. After all, why do I know that? For the modi Reb Shimon Elazar Shasar Lasos Kim Bevadai. Right, because does Reb Shimon Elazar himself hold that thinking about it counts like a real afrasha? You wouldn't be able to do this on Shabbos by real, by vaday tevel. So you see, it's a real afrasha. So that, so miman of shach, he shouldn't allow it. The fact that he allows you to think about it on Shabbos, the afrasha, shows that it's not a real afrasha. So even he holds it's kisof afrasha, and that is why he wouldn't allow you to actually do it. So the Gemara says, okay, but then you're left with one problem. According to Reb Shimon Elazar, what do we just say? He thinks that an actual hafrasha and a hafrasha b'machshava are both significant. So you, if it was real, you shouldn't be able to do that on Shabbos. So that shows it's not real, so that's why you can do it on Shabbos. But if you can do it on Shabbos, why do you have to think it? Why can you actually be mafresh? Like the Tanakhama. The Tanakhama says you could actually be mafresh. If we're saying that according to Reb Shimon Elazar, even he holds it's kisof hafrasha. It's a symbolic hafrasha. It's not a real one. After all, it's batel. It's symbolic. It's either you're taking out the truma, giving it to the kohen. Then why would he have any limits? Why would he say to you not to actually be mafresh, but only to think it? Answer, my kadun, ubelvad shelo yaseh b'shabbos k'derech shu'osa b'chol. You should still do things differently on Shabbos. Right? We might say this is called uvdin t'chol. Usually this is a weekday activity. So it kind of smacks and looks like a weekday activity if you're actually mafresh. So think about it. Do things differently on Shabbos than you do during the week. That, by the way, is what the idea of Kavod Shabbos is. The whole idea of Kavod Shabbos is doing things differently on Shabbos than we do during the week. And that is, there's a Rambam. The Rambam says, right, everything on Shabbos should be different in terms of your clothes. A different robe and a different, the Rambam goes through a different turban. But then the Rambam says, and what if you're poor? What if you're poor? You don't have any more clothes. You only have one robe. The Rambam says, pull your belt lower. Because that's how the aristocrats walk around. They walk around with, you know, with their belly up above the belt. But the Rambam says, do something different. Shloyei Shabbos. Shabbos shouldn't be like a weekday. So that's also what Shimon Elazar here says. Shimon Elazar says here, even though, the Gemara is explaining, even though really both are real hafrashes, and therefore this is all symbolic, so the whole thing is symbolic, so he should be able to do anything, still, we want him to do something different than he does during the week, and that's why he says just to do it b'machshava. Do it b'machshava, and don't do it actually. One nahara, again, it comes up every so often, and that is, what we say in Afkamina is, between whether it's a real afrasha or not, katan, acher, Shabbos. Right? Those are the three nafkaminas. So acher, meaning if I don't give somebody permission to be mafresh for me, so then he can't be mafresh. And a question that we've dealt with in the past. Why not? Zachan l'adam shlo b'fanav. I see your tevel. I want you to be able to eat right when you get home. I'm going to do you a favor. I'm going to take off Shumas and Maishas for you. I'm going to give it to the Kohen. I'm going to give it to the Levi. I'm going to do everything for you. You're going to get home. You're going to be able to eat. Beautiful. Zachan l'adam shlo b'fanav. That's not allowed. And if I do that, that doesn't work. That far doesn't work unless I made you a shliach. Why not? Zachan l'adam shlo b'fanav. So that's based on the Rashba. The Rashba says, no. This is not Zach Lalim Shlo Bafanav. Why? Because the Rashba in Nedarim, on Daf Lamed Vav Amabez, he talks about whether, what if I'm not taken off from your stuff? Let's say I have an orchard next to your orchard, right? So you picked apples and I picked apples. I'm going to be mafrish from my apples for you. The Gemara says, do you need das for that? Hatori mishalo al shel chaveiro tzarach das olo. Right, do you need das? And the Gemara says, kashali vashlichos lami din denichale olo nichale elegzeres hakasuv. Don't you go by like what the person will be happy with? Of course, the person will be happy with this. So what's the issue? Says the Gemara, v'yesh lomar, detori mishalo al shel chaveiro shayni. Says the Rashba, there's a difference between taking my own stuff and being mafresh for him versus taking your stuff. If I'm taking your stuff for you, then I need your das. But if I'm taking from my stuff, that's not chanalam shal b'fanav. Kivan shino shal balakri lo binin shlichus amamish. What's the Rashba saying? What do you mean? It's a schus even if I take your stuff. Ah, the way the Ksos formulates this Rashba, the Rashba doesn't say these words. But the Ksos says, no. That's Zachin me Adam Shlo Bafanav. Not Zachin le Adam. Zachin Adam Shlo Bafanav, that works. That's if I take my stuff for you. If I'm mafrish from my own stuff. But if I'm taking something from you, even if it's a schus, doesn't work. That can't work. That you need shlichus. And that's why Hafreshes Truma doesn't work unless I am appointed. Unless I'm appointed by someone else. And that's the Ksos's argument on the Ramah. The Ramah quotes the Trumas Hadeshen in Hilchus Chala. Right, what's the case? There's unusual case to know what the Metzias is, but there's a Chala that's rising, and it has to be baked right now. And if it's not baked right now, so then it's going to get ruined. So the Mishareses, right, this servant in the house, says, what should I do? Am I allowed to be mafresh challah? Because challah is supposed to be done when it's still a dough, and then bake it. But the woman of the house is not home now. So the Shulman Sedeshin says, of course, it's going to get ruined unless you take off the challah now. Take off the challah, bake it, and you're fine. You're good. Says the Ksos, I'm sorry, I baked it. First of all, it's hard to know what the case is because you're allowed to be mafresh b'dieved even after you bake it. So just don't be mafresh now. Right, and it's going to get ruined if it's not put in yet. So it's hard to know exactly what the Messias is. But the Lumdus is clear. The Ksos says, I'm sorry. He says, I'm Afar. I'm Dirk. Tachas Raglei HaRamah. And Tachas Raglei HaRav Yisrael Israelin. The Shulman said, Hashem, but what can I do? I think based on the Rashba that it's wrong. Right, you can't be Mafresh, Chala, or Truma unless you're given permission. Says the Ksos, V'im ki yadati miyut erki laharher achar piske ma'arai uveprachak farhalach acharav haramah v'ataz amnam l'anias daiti tosas v'rashba l'sfira le'achin. And he quotes this Rashba in Nedarim on daf lamed vav, and he goes through it and he says, that's the, there's a difference. Aval ha'mafrish b'shal balabayis ein zeschus ela nichusa ika v'shlichus ala mitaros nichusahu v'nadadchem dafkan. This is the Ksos l'shita. So he says, Zechiyah is not just based on Anan Sadi that I would be happy. Right, the sugi is chimitam shlichus. It's a ksos l'shitaso, and then he argues on the case. You could be take off challah afterwards. Okay, this is a ksos reish mem gimel in choshem mishpat. Obviously, that's the ksos. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara now. Taman taninan. So we learned in our Mishnah what's the shear for bittel of truma? 101, meaning 100 chulin, 1 truma. That's batel. But Tama Tanina, but the mission Truma is that the shear was a little bit different. Rebbe Eliezer Omer Truma Ola Bechnumeya. Rebbe Eliezer says, yeah, 101. Right, 100 chulin and 1 Truma. Rebbe Yeshua Omer Bimeya Va'od. Rebbe Yeshua is a little more makel. He says, you need altogether 100 and a mashahu, meaning chulin 99 and a mashahu, instead of 100. Right, the first day, Rebbe Eliezer says, 100 to 1. And Rebbe Yeshua says, 99 and a drop to 1. So the Gemara says, Taman, but what did our Mishnah say? Our Mishnah said 101. So the Mishnah in Trumas has a Machlokas, the Mishnah in Arla has Stam. So Taman, Amar, Chizkiya, Rabbi Yavab, Shem, Balazar, didn't we learn the rule elsewhere? Kol Makom, Sheshana, Rabbi, Machlokas, Yachar, Kachazar, Veshana, Stam, wherever Rabbi Yudanasi has a Machlokas, and then later on, he only quotes one of those opinions, Halacha, Kistam. The Halacha is like the anonymous opinion, because he quoted both, and then he chooses one. So maybe we could be medayik from our Mishnah that Allah is kastan, that Allah is like 100. Because earlier he quoted 199 and a little bit, and here he only quotes one day, the Allah being 100 to 100 to 1. So does that show that we pask in this way? So it's interesting, because if you look elsewhere, some Rishonim, and the Gemara in Avodah Zarah and Daf Zayin seems to say that rule only applies within one Masechta. Within the same Masechta, you could say Revi was Meduyak, but in different Masechtas. And that's what the Tosfos says. Also, all Babis are all one Masechta, right? Kulin Ezekin. But here, it's the same Seder, but it's not the same Masechta, right? Trumas to Arla, right? So, if you would say this Gemara, then, if you hold that, then this Gemara is arguing on that. This Gemara is saying that you could hold Machlokas V'Achar Kach Stam applies to even to different Masechtas. If in different Masechtas, it's clear, unless you say at least Kulo Seder is one, but at least it could apply to different Masechtas. Is this true? Can you make that deal? So the Gemara says yes, but the Gemara is going to be Madai from a different Mishnah that no, Beb Shem will have to pick up with that next time. Okay, we'll stop here.